I really like the great red foliage color that develops from cool winter temperatures today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Japanese Calliera foliage develops a rich burgundy patina that complements its red petioles, and boxwood foliage will become an orangey bronze. But my favorite for colorful red-tinged winter foliage has to be Nandina. This plant was called by our grandparents Heavenly Bamboo and is known botanically as Nandina domestica. The foliage is tropical and exotic looking. The compound leaves are a bright glossy green in the summer, but really shine in the winter with a fiery array of reds and burgundies. Nandina domestica flowers in the spring with big white panicles. In the fall and winter, the berries are the main event. The clusters of red berries start upright, and as the berries mature, they hang down from the weight of their hefty clusters. Nandina domestica can grow to a mature size of up to 8 feet if not pruned. The size is easily controlled with pruning the tallest canes. Do this after the berries have set to not spoil the winter show. Be sure to buy larger containers when planting. While it may be expensive, in the long run you'll be more satisfied. Fewer plants are needed and will fill in much quicker for a finished look. Plant in raised beds and well-drained soil and mulch with a good quality organic mulch. Fertilize lightly each spring with a couple of tablespoons of 10-10-10 or slow-release fertilizer. Nandina can be divided using a sharp shovel or spade in the winter. Be sure to replant immediately or place in containers for planting at a later date and water well. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.